Good morning. 10:36 a.m. on a partly cloudy morning here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's chilly. The ambient's 46, maybe closer to 48. But there's a spring breeze, and with all the snow we had, we didn't actually get a lot. We didn't get very, you know, we got, there's still snow around in places. In the shade, there's part of the sidewalk is obscured, excuse me, in the mark side. But, we got dumped on. West of us, on the other side of I-25, in the foothills, they got dumped on. The mountains got, I saw 30 inches of snow. In some of those places, 36, which is 3 feet if you're counting in feet. That's a lot of snow. Holy crap. And it's been cold. It's been chilly. It's not been, you know, sub-zero, but it's been below freezing at night. Anyway, so yeah, I didn't get out yesterday. Probably should have. I didn't get out the day before because I didn't trust the snow. And the day before that, it was actually raining, so yeah, no, didn't. We've had a couple days without a walk, I'm sorry. Not really. I was like, nah, not happening. What has happened is the cat. Oh my god, the cat. I'm cautiously optimistic about the cat. It's progressing in ways that I don't completely understand. But it came to me a bolt from the blue. That what's happening is that I have finally experienced what I have warned people about for years, and that's that whatever worked for you before, whatever was your habit, your pattern, your practice before, will at some point, and for no explicable reason that you can think of, not work anymore. And that's what happened. What I usually did wasn't working anymore. It doesn't work anymore. I have to find a new way. I have to figure out a new way to approach stories. And I guess not too surprisingly, working with books, with notebooks and my fountain pens, it's coming together. It's I'm doing a lot of brainstorming on the page. I'm doing a lot of paper and notebook and fountain pen and list making and rejecting and No, that's two. Oh, this one maybe. I like this one better. I think this is the winner. Kind of brainstorming in terms of finding ideas and finding themes. I still don't have a theme. I don't care. The theme will emerge. Pretty sure. I may brainstorm some themes, see what I can come up with. I didn't really have a theme for The Wizard's Butler, and it sort of evolved. So I'm not too worried about not having a theme for The Wizard's Cat. What I need is a story, and What I needed was a MacGuffin. What I needed was something that would drive the story forward. And then I need to have enough story business that the story can move forward. And with Roger and the butler, it was him learning how to be a butler. It was him learning how to cope with the old man. It was trying to figure out what was going on and balancing his drive to find an heir with what was actually happening in his head. And so there was plenty of story business. There were plenty of things for Roger to do, for Roger to be engaged in, for him to be the story. And so the wizard's cat needs his own story. The wizard's cat needs his own MacGuffin. And Roger and the cat need to figure out how to do it. And maybe I need to change the title to The Cat's Butler or something, I don't know. I still like The Wizard's Cat. So, yeah, I'm having to do things differently. And it's taken me a while to come to grips with the idea that I'm actually in the midst of what always worked has suddenly stopped. And I need to find new ways to deal with it. And I'm having fun with it again. I'm having a ball. So, that's good. City skylines, always a challenge. It's like, you get enough money later in the game, but the early game money problems I tried a different map. Ooh, impressed me with your fuel, your fumes, your noise. So yeah, City Planner Plays is my go-to. I'm learning a lot about city planning. And watching him play, having him do some... some instructional scaffolding, working through the problems of the map as he's facing them, and thinking, okay, from a planning standpoint, what do I need to do here? What is the goal? How do I deal with the fact that I need all these things that make living here unpleasant and difficult, and yet if people don't live here, I don't have a city. So how do I balance having enough stuff that people want to live here, having enough jobs, having enough shopping, having enough food that people want to live here, and having education and police and fire and garbage and electricity and water. how do I make that work when, particularly in the beginning, I don't have very much by way of money. I've had to take out some loans. But also, escaping the grid, the tendency is to have a lot of neighborhoods that look a lot alike. Oh yeah, you discovered that you had to have, actually have a ditch through there, did you? They had this ditch blocked off. And it's a primary stormwater runoff for this neighborhood. And while they're laying the culvert, while they were putting in the catch basin here, this end of the culvert, they had it all blocked off. And now there's a little trail cut through the mud to let them work the water out of the way. We got a lot of rain, in addition to the snow that happened. I knew I shouldn't have made a post. I said, just rain, and then it probably wasn't an hour later. It started spitting snow, big fat flakes. Kind of fun to get ready to stay with me, monk post. And by 5 o'clock, it was really coming down. It didn't catch on until the sun went down overnight. And the sidewalks were cool enough for the snow to stick on them. This guy's driveway still got snow. His lawn still has snow on it. Not a lot, but his grass is greening up. The grass on the verge here is greening up. The trees have buds. So yeah, city skylines. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Still practicing my penmanship a couple hours a day. I'm working through a quad-lined composition notebook. Paper's shabby, but so is my writing. It's just line after line after line, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. I started trying to write actual words and connect letters that aren't B to C, C to D, E to D to E, E to F. I'm trying to get my brain engaged. The problem is if I pay attention and to the letter I'm supposed to be writing and not the word that it's in, I make fewer mistakes. Morning. I make fewer mistakes. The letters are frequently formed better. But I lose track of what the next letter is if I'm not focused on the word. So trying to balance out what word am I trying to write with what letter am I trying to write in this word? What's the next word? Slowing things down to that degree. It's like A, N, D, space. What's the next word? I don't know. What was I trying to write? I forget. I got a mystery pen. I have no idea. It's a piston filler. It's an old one. It has no markings on it. It has no branding on the piston inside or the barrel or the cap. It has the mysterious "Made in Italy" on the barrel, on the main body of the pen. And that's it. There's no special markings on the nib. There's no nothing. Made in Italy, that's it. For all I know, it's an early Visconti. But I managed to disassemble it and took the nib out of the grip, and then was able to separate the piston, which was sticking. It was all gummed up inside, and the piston was gummy, and there was ink crude in it. And it's been loosening up slowly. I've been giving it a couple of cycles in the ultrasonic cleaner and then letting it soak. And it's the blue ink that's been staining the inside of the piston has come out, but the piston itself was still gummed up. And I took off everything and managed to get the piston away from the nib. And in doing that, I managed to actually free up the piston rod from its casing, and probably have ruined the pen at this point. Probably need to get some silicone grease or something to grease up the piston. But I can run that through now and clean off the gunky bits that were clogging up the piston. Maybe I can get this thing working nicely. That would be cool. It's missing, I think it's supposed to have a button on the end of the piston rod, and that button is missing. With the piston off, I might be able to find a converter that would work on it. I picked up a pack of Con 40 converters for my pilots. And that's going to be fun, because now I've got a couple of Kakanos that I can use, and I've got a couple of pilots. I got for pilots? Don't remember now. Oh, I've got a pilot Metropolitan. Got some auctions coming up this afternoon. I was sniped. I had a restored Schaefer tip dip, whatever it is, that I was winning on, and then got sniped 50 seconds after the close of the auction. I don't understand how that's possible. I was supposed to close at 10:08. And somebody got in at 10:08:50. And the answer, of course, is that I didn't have a high enough bid on it. What I had on it was my max bid. I wasn't going to bid any higher than that. It wasn't worth it to me. I have a lot of pens I have yet to try. I ran my Waterman out of ink yesterday, finally. Waterman CF with 14 karat gold nib. And it really is a nice pen. The replacement nib for the Schaefer 305 that I could not get to work, the replacement came in, and now I have a nice, I put a 304 on it because I had a choice between 305 and 304. I have both. So I put the 305 on it, that looked good. I put the 304 on it, I'll try it with the 304. The cap was a little loose. I put some, just a fine coat of clear nail polish on the inside of the cap, so the cap tightened up nicely. So that 305, it's a school pen. I mean, it's a cheap best pen. It was like $3.95, brand new. And there's hundreds of them. So there's nothing really collectible about it. It's just an interesting, cheap fountain pen with, just basic steel nibs. But nevertheless, fun to play with. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.